A few months ago, we introduced you to Kevin Cirino.
Hey, it's me.
At 4 o'clock, Kevin leaves his job at the University of Miami Medical School and checks in with his wife.
Okay, so I'm going to stop at Publix on the way home. Would you need anything?
This was all recorded back in February, and as we explained then, Kevin has two kids under the age of two. Headed home from work today.
Hello?
Same routine, except Kevin's wife calls him this time.
Oh, geez. Do you want me to head there, or do you want me to head to your parents?
Turns out the burglar alarm is going off at the Cirino house in Lauderhill. Luckily, the kids are with the grandparents, but still, Kevin needs to get home as fast as possible. So, off he drives in his blue Chevy Cobalt to an on-ramp with an electronic sign with the express lane toll on it.
Really can't see the sign yet because there's some trees in the way.
Back in February, the maximum express lane toll was $7, but Florida Department of Transportation numbers showed too many drivers were willing to fork over $7, and the express lanes essentially stopped working during rush hour. Specifically, they became unreliable.
I think reliability is as good as any measure.
Mark Burris is an expert in managed lanes at Texas A&M University. And in this context, reliability has a very specific meaning. It's the percentage of trips in the express lanes that go 45 miles per hour or faster. Burris says high occupancy lanes like 95 Express are really only high occupancy lanes if they meet a minimum reliability.
That's 45 miles an hour 90% of the time, to make sure it's still a functional lane.
And by that measure, 95 Express hadn't been a functional lane for 8 straight months when the maximum toll was $7. So officials set out to increase the toll cap.
It took us 9 months to adjust the rate.
Diane Gutierrez-Cachetti runs the Florida Turnpike Enterprise, which is in charge of setting tolls in Florida. She says future express lane projects will be market-based. No more limits on how high a toll can go.
Should we wait 9 months when we know that we've developed a mechanism that works for 95?
But the current 95 Express will still have a cap. Sort of. That toll change that took 9 months made the new maximum $10.50. But if too many people are willing to pay that, the cap automatically goes up again. Rory Santana oversees 95 Express and admits he didn't think he'd see people paying $10.50 anytime soon.
I personally was thinking it was going to go more like the $9, but...
But within the first 3 days...
It went to $10.50.
Santana says that one was because a truck jackknifed, blocking 95, and so people poured into the express lanes. But it's happened at least 11 more times since then. Santana says the most congested time of the year has just ended. He doesn't expect enough $10.50 tolls to trigger the automatic increase.
We do have them occasionally now with rainstorms, but I think we're stabilized at a lower rate than that.
Stabilization and reliability, it's all useless jargon when you're having a day like Kevin Cirino's.
Considering I got to pick up the kids from my in-laws and might have to go home because the burglar alarm went off.
Back when I first talked to Kevin, he'd drawn a clear line on when he'd get into the express lanes.
Yeah, under $5. If it's over $5, it's a bad, bad sign.
Because back then, that meant the express lanes were probably clogged. But now he says they almost never seem clogged. And as he approaches that electronic toll sign, he has a new rule.
I'll see whether the express lanes are open.
If the express lanes are open, he takes them, even at 10:50. Pretty straightforward. And it's not even that much today.
3:25, so that's not too bad.
So off Kevin goes. He'll get home to Lauderhill a half hour earlier than when the express lanes were all clogged up, and he'll learn that his daughter Scarlett's window has developed the unfortunate tendency to pop open and set off the burglar alarm. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.